How do you know if your tax return has been prepared properly or if there are errors and issues that you need to be aware of? If you were blindly signing off on a tax return, I challenge you to stay tuned and listen to this podcast episode because I'm going to share some things that I see as the CPA, as the one preparing the tax returns, and some of the mistakes that I see regularly with clients in blindly accepting returns and signing off on that, accepting it, and frankly, accepting liability that maybe they shouldn't be. So I'm going to walk you through a better way to review your tax return this season and make sure that you are on the right track and that you're asking the right questions with your CPA. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. One of the things that makes me cringe, if I'm being really honest, when it comes to getting a tax return to a client and they're reviewing it and then signing off on it, is them blindly accepting what they've been given. Do I believe that what we are presenting to our clients is the best quality and free from error and things like that? Yes, but things happen. And sometimes a return might have a need for a minor tweak or an adjustment, or even just asking the right questions to get a good, warm, fuzzy feeling that you know your return has been done properly. So I want to talk about this because I really just see it way too common with business owners. Finances in business are oftentimes a lot to understand. It is not simple, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. That is why I started this podcast, because I wanted to make sure that as business owners, you had tools and the ability to understand your finances, to get a grasp on those finances and be able to ask the right questions, be able to know if you're on the right track. I'm not saying you need to be a small business finance expert. You don't. But blindly accepting what somebody else says, whether it's your tax professional, CPA, or an in-house accountant, or whomever, is not the wisest thing to do. It just isn't, especially when it comes to your business. There's way too much on the line, and really, it can create a lot of problems and put you at a pretty significant financial risk. So what should that look like when it comes to your tax return? I want to walk you through the way that we do things on the back end within my firm and some of the things I look at when I'm looking at my clients' tax returns to understand if we're on the right track or if there's something that needs to be reviewed or tweaked or modified, because I think it'll shed some light on maybe ways that you could be doing this whenever you get your tax return back from your CPA or your tax professional to ask the right questions. First of all, when you get a tax return, it's a lot of pages. So it can be very overwhelming to get this huge package and not know where to start. So I want to address that first, because I've got some clients who get tax returns that are hundreds of pages long. And in that instance, it is a lot to try to figure out what is this and are we on the right track? It's also difficult to do that when your return changes significantly from year to year. But those are outliers. Those are not things that happen all the time. The majority of my clients, their tax returns look pretty similar year after year. There aren't big swings. If you fall into that category where there's not big swings, then this methodology that I'm going to talk you through is going to be easier to implement. even if you do have larger swings, it still can be something that you need to use as a tool to make sure you're on the right track. But depending on how large these swings are, it might not be the best way to do it. Definitely not the only way to do it. You'll want to dig in deeper. So by no means is this a one size fits all, but it works really well for the majority of the people that we do taxes for in my own CPA firm. So basically what we do as a part of my process when I'm doing a final checkoff and approval for a tax return that has come across my desk for a client, couple of things. I go back and look at the prior year tax return. I want to know what was going on. I even look at our internal notes, the documents that we use internally to prepare tax returns. I look at those and double check. Were there things last year that we were concerned with that we had to adjust or modify, or notes that we had internally between ourselves within the firm when preparing that return? Also, in looking at the prior year tax return, what did it look like? What was the income? How much of it was taxable? How much did they take in a salary? Various different categories. And is it in line with the current year? Typically, what happens in our software produces this report, and I think the majority of tax returns have this. There will be a comparison between years. This is on a business tax return. This is also on an individual tax return where you will be able to look at the trends. If you've worked with the same CPA for a number of years, you'll have it for a while. I've seen some tax softwares that'll compare 5 years. So depending on the software that your tax professional uses, you might be able to compare between 3 and 5 years to look at the trend and know from a categorization standpoint by category if it is in line year over year. When it is not, when there are changes within categories, amounts, things like that, that's when you need to ask questions. Now, first of all, this comparison is going to be further back in the copy that you get from your CPA, most likely. And our software, it prints out as one of the last pages that comes out. So you may have to dig and find that, but it is a report that'll be very important to you to know where are there changes. Because if there is a big change in a specific category, for instance, if I'm looking at an S-Corp tax return and there's a large change in revenue, there's a large change in rental expense or office expense or wages or even profit, I want to know why that is. Is this okay? Last year, did they just have an off year? Did they reinvest significantly last year versus this year? But it makes me ask questions to know if we're moving in the right direction. As a business owner, you're probably going to have a better understanding of your finances, or you should, so that if there's a big change, you'll know if it makes sense or not. And you really just have to use your logic, use your gut, and ask the question, does this make sense to me? Is this in alignment with what happened last year? And does it reflect what I believe happened in the business? I oftentimes will have someone say, this particular thing just doesn't, I don't think that's right based on what I know. Typically, what happens in that scenario is their finances were done incorrectly. Maybe they have an internal bookkeeper, or they're doing their finances themselves and there was a mistake that just needs to be adjusted. We adjust the return and there's no big deal. But you need to be looking at that. On the personal return, it's the same thing. You should be able to have a comparative report to look year over year, what is the difference? One of the things that you can get a deduction for as a small business owner is your health insurance. That goes on your individual tax return, your 1040. And there is a section, it's actually Schedule 1, where that health insurance deduction goes. So when I review a tax return, I always look for that. Is that amount similar to the last year? Because if not, that tells me that whoever prepared the return on my team didn't catch it. And then I'm able to go back, find the amount for their health insurance, get it put on the tax return, and make sure that they get the deduction that they should be. And so literally, you're able to look line item by line item. And if they're similar, then you're probably okay, at least enough to know whether or not you need to dig in more. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't dig in more. In fact, that's the second thing, is really looking at this comparison is just step one. On both tax returns, the majority of the data that you need to know if your return is being prepared properly is at the front of the PDF that your tax preparer has given to you. When you get to the middle and the back, most of the time, those are supporting statements, supporting schedules. Yes, they are important. Yes, they are required. Yes, they need to be a part of the tax return, but they aren't going to be the meat and potatoes of the tax return. So looking at those probably first 12 to 15 pages of the PDF is where most of the information that you need to go and look at is going to be, the things that you need to be reviewing to see if they're correct or not. So once you look at the comparison, then go in those first 12 to 15 pages and look and see, does this align with what you were expecting? And your wife or you and your husband have a W-2 income plus the business, then that first part of the 1040 will show you what those wages were. That should be in alignment with those W-2s. Same thing with your withholding. There's a spot on the tax return that shows how much tax you paid in. And it's broken down to withholding tax, as well as estimated tax payments that you would have sent into the IRS. I get it. Tax returns can be very, it's just a lot. There's a lot of information on them. But just familiarizing yourself with understanding where the numbers come from and how it is reflected on the return, and looking at the reports that you sent your CPA or the backup documents with the details of income that you received personally, and looking to see, can I track back and add these numbers together to make them make sense to me so that I know things are put on there. I don't think that you should be going back and looking at every single line item, but I do think you should be looking at the big ones, the stuff that's going to move the needle significantly. Overall, are the big pieces in there correctly? Most likely, if it is, if it makes sense to you, these big items, these big dollar amounts are on there right, most likely the rest of it is too. The other thing that you need to look at is if you have some sort of an anomaly in a year, something that doesn't happen every year, maybe you sold your home and you had a really big gain on it, or maybe you have rental real estate and you sold a property. Look at those outliers and things that don't happen every year and check. Is that correct? Because it's not going to be something that your tax professional sees every year, year in and year out. Ask the questions. You may not know if it's presented properly, but ask them to explain it to you. Hey, how did you account for this? And can you walk me through and let me know what this means? How does this work? How am I being taxed on this rental house that I sold? Can you walk me through these numbers and let me know how this is reflected on my income tax return so that I know how I'm being taxed? Because then you're able to make decisions the next time you have a rental property that you're thinking about selling. Maybe you paid a lot more tax on that rental house that you sold than you thought you were going to because of something called appreciation or capture. And you had no idea there was a thing called appreciation or capture because it's the first time you've done this. If you have several other properties and you were also thinking about selling them, you need to use that information to make the best choice so that you make good decisions moving forward. It's really about arming yourself with knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, if you have no idea what it all means, then how in the world are you supposed to make the best choices for you and your finances? The reality is we pay the biggest line out of money that goes out is our taxes. If you're not looking at these things and asking questions and trying to understand them and over time getting better at it, then you are likely leaving money on the table. You are likely overlooking things that shouldn't be overlooked. Now, I know you hear me on the podcast talk a lot about reducing taxes, optimizing them, tax planning, things like that. What I went through today will not capture whether or not you've been doing tax planning. That's a whole other beast. I'll do another podcast on that soon to know, how do you know if you're actually reducing your taxes in a way that you should be? But the first step is making sure you understand that your taxes are being reflected properly and that what you're sending into the IRS is correct. So I hope this has been helpful, kind of walking you through these steps, understanding what's what on your returns, and at least starting on the path of understanding and grasping your tax situation and understanding it from a business and personal. If it has been, please leave me a review. It is so helpful to get other people to come in and listen to the podcast. Basically, the algorithm will push it out to more people when they know that you like it. So leave me a 5-star review. It's super helpful and I appreciate it so much. In fact, you should stop right now and go do it, because I know what's going to happen is you're going to end the podcast and get out of your car or get on with your day, and you will forget if you're like me anyway. So go do that now. Share this with a friend and brighten their day, because they also are probably just as confused about taxes as you are and about small business finance as you are. And likely they will be super glad and thankful that you thought of them and shared this with them so that they can grasp their small business finances better and clearer and better run their business. And with that said, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you showing up and listening to the podcast episode after episode. It really brightens my day, and I appreciate it. I'll see you on the next episode.